The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, "Stand in the gate of Yahweh's house and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of Yahweh, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will make it so that you stay in this place. Don't trust in lying words, saying, The temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these buildings. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute justice between a man and his fellow man, if you don't oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, and don't shed innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your own hurt, then I will make it so that you stay in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, from of old even forevermore. Look, you trust in lying words that can't profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods that you have not known, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered, that you may do all these disgusting things? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Look, I have seen it, says Yahweh. But go now to my place which was in Shiloh where I made my name stay at first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says Yahweh, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you didn't hear. And I called you, but you didn't answer. Therefore I will do to the house which is called by my name in which you trust, and to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore don't pray for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Don't you see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The sons gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, my anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast and on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and will not be quenched. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I did not speak to your fathers, nor command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I commanded them, saying, Listen to my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and walk in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you. But they didn't listen, nor incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels and in the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backward, and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have sent all my slaves the prophets to you, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they didn't listen to me, nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff. They did worse than their fathers. And you will speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You will also call to them, but they will not answer you. And you will say to them, This is the nation that has not listened to the voice of Yahweh their God, nor received instruction. Truth has perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on the bare heights. For Yahweh has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the sons of Judah have done that which is evil in my sight, says Yahweh. They have set their detestable things in the house which is called by my name, to defile it. And they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, neither did it come into my mind. Therefore, look, the days come, says Yahweh, that it will no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they will bury in Topheth, until there is no place to bury. And the dead bodies of this people will be food for the birds of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth, and none will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land will become a waste,